Invitation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Given up by three. Ben just about threw it to Smith. 10 seconds. It's in Reinertsen's hands. High post. They'll get the ball to Austin Jordan. Looking for Reinertsen again. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Reinertsen fadeaway. Free throw line. Good!
Tonight, it's a Loop Platte Conference doubleheader from Loop City as the Red Raiders welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Riley Lambrecht drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrecht. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loop City.
Gibbon is eager to get back on the court as this is only their second game this season. While Loop City goes into Game 4 hoping they've knocked off some early season rust. It's the Buffaloes and Red Raiders coming up next. But first at the New Tech State pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Loop City right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Everyone from Loop City, Nebraska. It's time for Friday Night Basketball here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Our girls game has wasted no time getting underway with Gibbon and Loop City just tipping off. So let's get right into it. We'll have the particulars for you here in just a moment. Gibbon has dropped their first couple of games. Loop City is 1-2 on the season. A couple of programs that are trying to get things turned around for Loop City. They got a lot of girls back from last year. They've taken their lumps over the last handful of years, but Coach Ashy likes the way his team is starting to progress here. And Alexa Gock, Morgan McDonald, Chelsea Swilnick, Kyla Kushak, and Darian Williams are the starters for Gibbon. Hannah Cutback, Carly Brown, Melissa Baker, Micah Stahl, and Kate Baker. And a three-pointer by Gock is up and in, and we've got our first points of the basketball game. Gibbon won the opening tip and missed a three, and Loop City, that's their first possession, and they drain a three-point bucket. A 1-3-1 zone being applied by Loop City. As Gibbon works it around the perimeter, gets it down the baseline, short jumper by Harley Brown, will not go, and the rebound brought down by Chelsea Spilnick. Spilnick will get it to the front court to Morgan McDonald. A couple of these girls back this year off of injuries suffered during last year's season. Skip pass here against the Gibbon zone. Try to get it down a little block to McDonald. She lost the handle. It's stripped away in there by Harley Brown, and we've got the game's first turnover. Gibbon will push the ball up the floor, but Loop City's back, covering on defense. Cutback gets it up top into the hands of Stahl. Stahl comes to the left-hand corner. The jumper is on the right and in for Melissa Baker. So Gibbon has their first bucket of the ball game. Loop City 3, Gibbon 2, 2 minutes in to this first quarter. Gibbon tries to put on some full-court pressure. Loop City has some trouble with it, but they get it to McDonald. Her 10-footer off the window is no good, and the rebound brought down by Harley Brown. Brown pulls down the rebound, and Gibbon will bring it up the floor. Loop City so far has done a good job of pushing the pace. Gibbon usually a pretty quick team here, but Loop City up to the task as the running three-pointer by Melissa Baker is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan McDonald on the backside. They try to trap her just across the timeline. She needs some help, and will give the ball off to Williams. Williams to Gock in the left-hand corner, brings it down to the baseline. It is cut off there by Cutback. Swing it to the right side. The jumper on the way, and no good by Kushak. McDonald with the offensive rebound, but she's right underneath the hoop, and her shot will be pulled down by Harley Brown as McDonald hits the bottom of the rim on the way back up. 5:10 to go, first quarter. It's 3-2 Loop City. First game of a doubleheader tonight. This is only the second game of the year. I think I said 0-2. It's only the second game of the year for Gibbon. It is the fourth game of the year for Loop City. So they have a little more season rust to knock off to start this season. Gibbon with only that one game so far against St. Paul. Boys game should be an interesting one, starting around 7:30 tonight. That's the first player, pass cutback, they get a 208, she'll turn around and put it out the window to give Gibbon. Their first lead of the game at 4-3. Pressure on, long pass up to McDonald, sets up a 3-on-3, tries to lob it down to the low block, caught there by Kushak, gets it out for a jumper that's no good. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes and Micah Stahl, and it's knocked out of her hands, but will remain with Gibbon. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns, here in Loop City for high school basketball. The next two nights, tomorrow night, Kennesaw will be coming up for a non-conference doubleheader. And that will also get underway at around 6 o'clock. Ball over on the right side, get it into the hands of Melissa Baker. Baker's shot is no good. McDonald will run down the rebound. And Loop City will stop in the backcourt, give it over to Gock. Gock takes it to the left wing. Skip pass right side to Williams. Williams tries baseline, pulls up from 10, and she will draw the foul. And she'll go to line for the first free throws here of the contest. Foul is called on Harley Brown of Gibbon. And two free throws coming up for the 5'7 senior, Darian Williams. A couple of seniors and three juniors in the ball game to start things off for Loop City. And the first free throw by Williams is on the way, and it is no good. Into the ball game now for Loop City will be freshman Jessica Urich. And the second free throw now for Williams is on the way, and it is in. So Williams will hit one of two. And we're tied up here midway through the first quarter. 4 minutes to go in the opening stanza. With it on the right wing is Melissa Baker, trying to spread that floor and get it inside. They look for cutback to 5'9 junior or take that outside shot with Baker. Baker has it at midcourt, now drives the right side. Cut off there by Darian Williams. High post, pick and roll back, shot straight up on the line of foul, one on movement. Melissa Baker, a chance at a three-point play on the nice back cut. Foul will be called on Darian Williams. That'll be the first foul on Loop City. And the free throw now coming up for Baker. On the way, and it is in. So Baker with 5 points already here in the first quarter. Down the long outlet pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds at midcourt by Hannah Cutterback. Trying to break that press of Gibbon by throwing over the top of it. And now Loop City will throw it in at midcourt. Easily toss it into the backcourt to Jessica Urich. Urich will bring it across the timeline with the left hand. Stop at the top of the circle and hold the ball. Bounce pass left side, trying to get it to McDonald. It's knocked out of bounds. And Loop City, Coach Josh Ashby off the bench there. I thought he was about ready to call a timeout. And McDonald will throw the ball in. Takes it over on the right side of the key. Dumps it into the corner as they work against this man-to-man pressure of Gibbon. Dribbling it off the foot, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Loop City. So Gibbon will have the basketball back here. Back to action here as Gibbon has the basketball underneath their own hoop, and we're going to get a tie-up called. And the arrow will point the way of Loop City. So Gibbon with their first turnover. 3:06 to go here in the first quarter. And it's 7-4. Gibbon has taken the lead here at Loop City. Red Raiders to throw it in against pressure. They hit it to McDonald. She's guarded by Melissa Baker. It's going to be up to Loop City to be able to handle that pressure with the dribble. And McDonald's able to do it. Still some more pressure once you get to the front court from Harley Brown. And now the ball's knocked away and a foul to go along with it. So Gibbon's pressure starting to get a little stronger here, and it is forcing some turnovers. The foul will be called on Chelsea Spilnick. That'll be her first. Now checking in for Gibbon will be Nisha Olpen. And also coming into the ball game, Michaela Walker. So Gibbon with the ball and the lead with 2:50 to go in the first quarter by a score of 7-4. Olpen at the top of the key gives it over to Walker. Walker kicks it into the right-hand corner to Harley Brown. And the ball is going to be tied up. We'll get a jump ball, and it stays with Gibbon. I want to thank Nick Hodge and the crew here at Loop City for their help, as always. Trying to get our... They're helping us a little extra tonight, actually, as the top of the key three is on the way and no good by Baker. Defensive rebound is brought down by Darian Williams. Williams throws it over to Gock as Loop City tries to find a way to get some more points on the board here. They hit a three-pointer on their opening possession but have just a free throw in the last 5 minutes. 7-4 given. Down to the low block, don't get it to Urich. Urich is not being called for a double dribble, and Loop City with their fourth turnover. Coming in for the Red Raiders will be Sarah Bander. Sarah, a 5'4" senior. And Gibbon will have the basketball again off the turnover. bringing the ball across the timeline. Loop City has gotten out of that zone. They're in a man-to-man now, trying to put pressure on the second-teamers that have come in for Gibbon. Down the low block, ball gets to Walker. Walker in the paint, nice pass, and swinging towards the hoop. Harley Brown is fouled. So Coach Scott Rasmussen always wants to keep that pressure going, no matter if his team is young, old, experienced, non-experienced, and he's forcing the tempo here tonight with his girls. The foul was called on Alexa Gock, her first, and the first free throw is up, and it is no good by Harley Brown. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-4. Free throw number two is no good. Gibbon sneaks in there with Melissa Baker to get the rebound. They'll bring it all the way out top to Altman and reset it. Handling the ball, Mike is stalled now. 7-4, given a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. To the high post, they'll get the ball to Altman. Swing it to the left wing. Stall backs up, fires the three, sticks on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, they'll put back up and in by Harley Brown. Brown makes it 9-4 now in favor of the Buffaloes, and Loop City brings it across the timeline with Gock. Bounce pass into the corner. Williams gets it back underneath, and we're going to get a foul call on Gibbon as they tried to block the shot that time of Jessica Yurick. And a foul will go on Nisha Altman, her first and the team's second. So Yurick will go to the line to shoot a pair here for the Red Raiders. And the first free throw is on the way, and right through there, Yurick with her first point of the ball game. 9-5 now. And checking back into the ball game, Morgan McDonald and Chelsea Skolnick for Loop City. Gock stays out there with Pander and at the line, Yurick. And the second free throw now coming up for Jessica Yurick. It's on the way, and it's good. So the freshman nails them both. Cuts the lead to three. They'll try and put a little pressure on the backcourt as Harley Brown handles the basketball quickly with a left-hand dribble into the front court as it tipped away by Pander, but runs it back down. And we got a foul all the way out at midcourt on Loop City's Morgan McDonald. That's her first, already the fourth team foul here on Loop City, as the Buffaloes will take it in at midcourt. Kate Baker back in the ballgame and stolen away on the inbounds pass by Gock. And then she can't finish it. She loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela Walker. So underneath their own hoop, Loop City will throw it in. A minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. They get it to McDonald. Her 17-footer is in and out. No good. And Cuttaback will get the rebound. It's stolen away by Gock, and Gock is fouled on the shot. So the defense is really pushing the pace here. And the foul called on Harley Brown. That'll be her second and the third team foul on Gibbon. Gock at the line now to shoot two. These will be free throws number 5 and 6 of the first quarter for the Lady Raiders. And the free throw up and in. So every time Gibbon does commit a foul, it has been on the shot, re-entering Micah Stahl. And checking out will be Hannah Cuttaback, 9-7. And the second free throw come up for Gock. The lefty has it bounce off the rim twice. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Gibbon leads it by a score of 9-7. Into the front court, Harley Brown lobs it over the top of the defender, but Altman can't quite get to it. And that's three straight turnovers for Gibbon. They had been taking real good care of the ball through the first 6 minutes, but now three turnovers here in the last minute. And Gibbon has a chance to lose the lead here. Loop City has the ball against full court pressure. They make the 1 foot pass into Morgan McDonald, but she's able to get off the baseline and swing it over to Gock. Gock still deep in the backcourt here. Long pass into the hands of Yurick, who gets it across the timeline. Dribbles around Altman all the way to the left block. Puts up the runner, no good. That time the rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. Good job attacking the basket by the Raiders after they broke the press. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Kate Baker holds the ball, now gives it off to Melissa. 4-3. Melissa Baker with 8 of her team's 12 points here in the first quarter of play, and it's 12-7 in favor of Gibbon. Loop City with 15 seconds to get a shot away. Gock weaving her way through the backcourt pressure. Finds McDonald. Open three. Right wing is on the way. Too strong. No good. Offensive rebound brought down by Yurick. First shot attempt. No good. And the shot at the buzzer is going to be blocked by Nisha Altman at the end of the first quarter of play. So, a lot of energy here in the first 8 minutes. Gibbon 12 and Loop City 7. We're back in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
All right, we are back here at Luke City, where the first quarter is in the books, and it is 12-7 in favor of the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. They were 1-for-3 at the free throw line, 1-of-5 from 3-point land, 1-of-2 from 3-point land for Luke City. The Red Raiders were 4-of-6 from the free throw line. So we get back to basketball action here. Luke City will have it to start the second quarter of play, trailing by a score of 12-7. McDonald on the left wing kicks it up between the circles into the hands of Pander. Pander on the right wing gets it to Spilnick. Forces it into McDonald. She really works to get the ball but can't get the shot to go. Offensive rebound back up and it won't go. But she will draw the foul. Both teams want to pound the ball inside, but Gibbon actually has had a little success from the outside hitting a few jumpers to open things up. And the foul called on Micah Stahl, her first. Each team now with four fouls, and the free throw by Morgan McDonald is up and in for her first point. 12-8. Second free throw. McDonald up, and rattles in and out, no good. So Cutterback will get the rebound, and Gibbon has a four-point lead. Into the front court with it is Brown. Brown to the high post finds Baker. Baker will back it out, try and open that lane for some back cuts. Swings it over to Micah Stahl. Stahl drives, and we've got another foul. And this foul will go on Luke City's Chelsea Spilnick. That is her second and the team's fifth. Checking back into the ballgame for Luke City will be Darian Williams. Also tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney High is hosting Lincoln East. That game currently underway. Also, St. Cecilia taking on Donovan Trumbull on 1230 AM KHAS. Those games are also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's an open drive for Michael Stahl, and she'll put it off the glass and in. Stahl makes it 14-8, and Gibbon has their largest lead at 14-8 a minute into the second quarter. Quickly up the floor come the Red Raiders. Shot on the way by Jolie Walrath. It's off the back of the iron and no good. It is out of bounds. And it will stay with Luke City. So Williams to throw it in on the low block. She'll get it to Bander. Out on the wing to McDonald. Nothing there. Guarded man-to-man by Kate Baker. Over to Cox. Cox has four of her team's 8 points. Hit that three to start the basketball game. Here gets it down on the low block. Nothing there for McDonald. So they'll spread it out and try again. McDonald right-hand corner. Looks at the three. Stahl kind of dares her to shoot it. Take it back out. Top quick reversal to Gock. Open three. Sets, fires, and off the rim, no good. Coming out of there with the basketball is Harley Brown. Might have walked. She didn't get control of it, but it doesn't matter because the ball's tipped away anyway. And Luke City makes the steal. They've got numbers 3-on-2. Take the jumper from the right wing. The 15-footer is no good by Bander. And the rebound brought down by Harley Brown. Harley already with 5 rebounds. Here in the first half of play, long outlet pass gets to Cutterback on the baseline, but lost the handle, and the 6th turnover here for Gibbon. Luke City ball with Williams. Down to the baseline, Bander passes up the shot, gets it out to Gock on the left wing, dribbles into the double team, back over to Williams. She's open from 13 and hits the jumper. Darian hits her first bucket to go along with the first quarter free throw, and it's 14-10, given by 4. 5:40 to go here in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll preview all that's going on, give you an update on Husker Volleyball, and more as they're playing to the Sweet 16 in Omaha. travel called on Gibbon, so Loup City will get the basketball back here, and re-entering the game for Loup City will be Kyla Kushak. And checking out will be Urich. Williams to throw the ball in. Across the timeline it comes for McDonald. McDonald swings it into the hands of Gock. Alexa Gock gets it over to Williams. 17-footer comes up short. McDonald got the rebound. Put it up once, no good. Second time, no good. And finally coming out of there with it is going to be Brown. Brown trying to beat everybody to the other end. Draws contact on the layup. It's no good. And Loup City will get the rebound with two shots. Both teams now kind of getting up and down the floor with a good pace to them. 18-footer Williams, no good. Offensive rebound, another funny miss. But this time it's back up at the end. And McDonald finally able to get a bucket, and she is fouled. Morgan McDonald has 8 rebounds, and that's her first bucket. That kind of tells you the troubles that Loup City has had getting the ball in the hoop. They've had plenty of second-chance opportunities, but finally cashed in on one there. The foul is on Melissa Baker. That'll be her first and the team's 5th. McDonald went to the line earlier this quarter. She is 1 of 2. And the free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Cutterback, her 3rd. So Loup City is now 5 of 9 from the free throw line. 18-foot quick jumper the other way by Baker, no good. Nobody can grab the loose ball, and it belongs to Loup City. Tomorrow night, Kennesaw is here in Loup City, and we'll have that for you on Classic Hits. With the basketball come the Loup City Red Raiders and Morgan McDonald. McDonald's across the timeline. Passes it into the corner to Gock. Gock underneath, wide open. They lost Williams, and she missed the short jumper. Rebound brought down by Melissa Baker. And Baker, as she brings the ball to the floor, has it knocked out of bounds. Well, if Loup City had just kind of one of those deals, if they would have made just even a third of those shots inside of 5 feet, they'd be up by 6-8 points by now, but just not going their way. Loup City will check in Sydney Harrington into the basketball game. Another freshman. Given ball, they'll lob it in. It goes all the way from the near side to the far side before it's tracked down there by Kate Baker. Right side to Melissa. Up top for a 3-pointer. It's back in by Mike Gastall. So Mike Gastall hitting the 3-point bucket to make it 17-12. And a steal made. Up the floor they come, and given right back. So the teams exchange turnovers, and the ball will come back over to Loup City. And it looks like we will have our first time out of the basketball game called here by Gibbon. With exactly 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, it is Gibbon 17, Loup City 12. We'll be back in a minute.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Standing by. As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports tonight, a Loup Platte Conference doubleheader. Last night we got a chance to see St. Paul battle Wood River, with Wood River winning the girls' game and St. Paul the boys. Out of the timeout, Loup City throws it away underneath their own hoop. And a 3-pointer on the way by the Buffaloes is good by Melissa Baker. She now has 11 points, and that is the 3rd three made here by Gibbon. They are now up by 8, 20-12, with 3:40 to go here in the first half. McDonald pushes it up the court into the right-hand corner, kicks it back out top to Sydney Harrington. Harrington swings it over to Cushot. Back up top, they'll go to Gock. Gock hands it off. Cushot to McDonald. Free throw line left side. Tries the right side of the lane. Off balance jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Gock throws it right over the rim, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gibbon. And Gock will take it out underneath her own hoop. Alexa, everybody stacked on the right side. Up top to Spilinick. Chelsea tries to force it in the lane. Well covered by Gibbon, and it is stolen away. Off the floor comes Baker, and Kate can't get the contested layup to go. Fight the loose ball. Melissa Baker gets the rebound, and she'll be fouled by the Red Raiders. Got tangled up in there between two players, and the foul's on Morgan McDonald. That'll be her second. And the team six. Here comes Jessica Urick back into the ball game, and Darian Williams for Loop City. Staying out there will be Sydney Harrington. And also staying out there will be Bander and Spilnick, it looks like. Or Gock, excuse me, not Spilnick. Give it a throw it in. Underneath their own hoop, they get the quick jumper that bounces off the rim short by Micah Stahl. And the ball is batted out long and tracked down by Jessica Urick. Urick, pull-up jumper from seven. Can't get it to go, but Gibbon can't grab the loose ball either. And it's out of bounds to the Red Raiders. 20-12, Gibbon, with 2:56 to go here in the first half. Quickly get the ball into the corner to Urick. Throws it through the paint to Williams. Back to the paint to Gock. Outlet pass to the top. But he is knocked away by Michaela Walker, but she can't get control of it. It just goes all the way to the other end of the court and rolls out of bounds on the baseline. Misha Holtman will re-enter for Gibbon. So both coaches now starting to make quite a few substitutions over the last couple of minutes. And it will be Loop City basketball. With it is Darian Williams against that full court trapping zone pressure. They will break the timeline. Harrington to Gock. Gock swings it over to Williams. Williams down low. Wide open. Short jumper is missed again. Offensive rebound. Back up and in by Urick, and she draws the foul. Loop City's doing a good job of hitting the offensive glass. And the foul will be called on Hannah Cuttaback. Her first. Jessica Urick is 2 of 2 at the line. Now has 4 points. And tries to complete the three-point play, but will not. As the ball comes up short off the rim, and Nisha Olpen grabs the rebound. Gives it off to Harley Brown. Brown across the timeline. Comes to the right elbow. Has it knocked away from behind. Ball loose. People on the floor. And Gibbon comes up with a loose ball. Loop City thought one of their girls got pushed. You could hear the fans over there as Urick ended up on the floor. Olpen, low block left side. Spins away from the hoop and gives it off to Kate Baker. And the ball pushed out of her back, hands it out of bounds. So the scoring has slowed down right now as Coach Rasmussen back to the bench. Melissa Baker and Micah Stahl re-enter. Coming out will be Michaela Walker and Nisha Olpen. So it looks like the original five starters back out on the floor here for Gibbon with less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. Maybe try and keep your starters in for the stretch run here in the second quarter. Stahl with the top of the circle against the Loop City man-to-man. Gives it to Kate Baker. And we have got a whistle, and let's see what this is all about. We get a double foul called. It's going to be on number 40, Darian Williams of Loop City. Number 3, Hannah Cuttaback of Gibbon. And when you get the double foul, then you have a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Gibbon with a minute 46 to go here in the first half of play. The rare double foul, usually they say something to the guys, gals, whoever it may be. Couldn't tell if they did earlier or not. Here's a nice pass going along to Cuttaback. Cuttaback plays it over the rim and in on the nice entry pass and assist from Micah Stahl. 22-14 Gibbon. Loop City basketball, Williams. Long pass over the pressure, gets it down to Gock. They're really on Alexa. Get it to the left wing. Short jumper, Harrington. Won't go. Ball again out of bounds off Gibbon. That's got to be at least 10 times that Loop City's missed a shot and Gibbon couldn't grab the rebound and it went out of bounds, giving Loop City another opportunity. But that's kind of what you're probably going to see from a lot of these kids tonight as the jumper off the inbounds pass is no good for the Red Raiders. And Cuttaback again. trying to grab the rebound. She does, and it's knocked out of her hands, but it will remain with Gibbon. Down to 1:10 to go here in the second quarter. It remains 22-14. Gibbon and the Lady Buffs have the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Baker. Ball loose on the floor. And Gibbon trying to get the ball on a timeout. They will. Cutback just tried any way she could to control that basketball on a timeout on the floor. 59 seconds to go in the first half. It is 22-14. Gibbon, we'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
As always, a big thank you to Nick Hodge and all the folks here at Loop City for their hospitality. We have just about reached halftime of our first game of tonight's Loop Black Conference doubleheader. A minute left to go. Gibbon to throw it in. Underneath their own hoop, they find Stahl. Runner in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, Melissa Baker. Baker kicks it out for a three. Brown hits it. Harley Brown joins the three-point parade, and it's an 11-point lead for Gibbon, 25-14. They have hit, according to my count, four of their last five three-point attempts. Loop City getting a little flustered right now, but they haven't been able to put any points on the board like they would want. Seven in each quarter. Goff with it. High post. They go to Harrington. Swings it right side. Williams for three. That's going to be just a little short. Rebound comes out to Harley Brown. Off the floor to Baker, and running right over Baker, 30 feet away from the hoop. She'll get some free throws because of the one-and-one. Williams just zigged when she should have zagged, and because she was called on part of that double foul earlier, she now has three fouls in the game. And we'll have to check out. At the line will be Melissa Baker to shoot the one-and-one. She's one of one at the line and has a game-high 11 points. This free throw's no good. Long rebound comes out to Sydney Harrington. Harrington out ahead of the pack, stops and gives it to Gock. 10 seconds to go in the half. Gock with 8 seconds. Gock puts the ball on the floor into the paint, puts the jumper up, has it blocked by Nisha Olpen, and Gibbon will not get a shot away before the first half buzzer. We have reached halftime where the Gibbon Buffaloes outscore Loop City 13-7 in the second quarter and take a 25-14 lead here at the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
the spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are at halftime of our girls' game, Gibbon leading Loup City 25-14 here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Also going on tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it is Kearney High taking on Lincoln East. And again, that is also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow night, we are back here in Loup City as the Red Raiders take on Kennesaw. Then on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will be at Ravenna. And on Thursday, Eaton will be at Grand Island Central Catholic. That is our next week's worth of basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, play of wrestling going on around the area. Best of luck to those. The Wood River Finals are coming up a little bit later on tonight. Many of the area's C and D teams are competing at that top of the line meet throughout the day and this evening. Coming up next, we've got the boys' basketball game, and that should be a very interesting one. I think you might see a little more difference in Gibbon only having played one game to Loup City getting three games under their belt. The Red Raiders, who are ranked number 10 in the preseason in D1, are off to a 3-0 start for the first time in a long time, including a win over Pleasanton, a team that they have had trouble with for a number of years. But they have beaten Anselmo Myrna, Pleasanton, and Andley Litchfield all handily, all by 20 points or more. In fact, 23 points or more in every game so far this season. But they'll be tested over the next two nights with Gibbon and Kennesaw. Gibbon and Riley Reinertsen and the crew, they've been a very young ball club the last couple of years, and now it is their turn to maybe make some noise here. They beat St. Paul 56-34 on opening night. They're at Loup City tonight, and then they've got Ravenna, Adams Central, Silver Lake, and Elmwood coming up on their schedule. So for Gibbon after tonight, they've got, well, including tonight, they've got three very tough games against Loup City, Ravenna, and Adams Central. And that game will tip off around 7:30, 7:45 tonight here on Classic Hits. We'll give you the first half stats of our girls' game, which Gibbon leads over Loup City 25-14 right after this timeout.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all of the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for Loup City. Starting with Alexa Gock, she has 4 points, one rebound. Morgan McDonald, 3 points, 8 rebounds. That leads all players in the ball game. Sydney Harrington, 1 rebound. Chelsea Scotty, 1 rebound. Kyla Kuchak, 1 rebound. Darian Williams, 3 points and a rebound. And Jessica Urich, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Loup City had 7 points in each quarter. And at the half, 14 points, 15 rebounds. 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land. 1 block shot and 7 turnovers for the Loup City Lady Red Raiders. Forgiven, Hannah Cunapak has 4 points and 5 rebounds. Harley Brown, 5 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Nisha Altman has a rebound and 2 blocks. Melissa Baker has a game-high 11 points and 4 rebounds. Micah Stahl, 5 points and 3 rebounds. 12 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, Given has 25 points, 20 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 8 turnovers. At the half, Given leading Loup City 25-14. Foul situation for Given, and a cutback, and Harley Brown each have 2 for Loup City, 3 on Darian Williams, 2 on Chelsea Spilnick, and Morgan McDonald. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
High school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half begins in 1 minute.
The 3Ls of FlatRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The second half of play, and they waste no time as Melissa Baker casts up a three and knocks it home. That will make it 28-14. And Given putting pressure on the backcourt, Loup City just barely breaks the 10-second count. McDonald lobs it underneath, trying to get the shot away there. It's going to be Kushak. Kushak, no good. And Harley Brown grabs the loose ball. So 28-14. And Given with the lead here, looking for their first win in just their second game. If the long jumper that time by Baker is no good. And Darian Williams will get the rebound. Darian with the dribble into the double team, gives it off to Gock. Elects a long pass into the front court to Kushak. Original 5 starters out there for both ball clubs. Gock at the top of the circle. Leaves it over on the left wing to Chelsea Spilnick, who's been very quiet so far in this game. Williams back up top to Kushak. Kushak bounce pass to the high post and stepping in front to make the steal is going to be Kate Baker. Each team now with 8 turnovers in the game. Given ball into the front court to Melissa Baker. Back up top to Stahl. Stahl to the free throw line. Kicks it out for a 3-point at the top of the mark that time by Harley Brown. And Morgan McDonald will pull down her 9th rebound of the game. Up the floor she comes. A blocking foul on Harley Brown. That'll be her 3rd and the 1st foul of the second half. 28-14, Given with the lead. And checking in now for the Buffaloes will be Michaela Walker. And Brown, with those three fouls, will check out. Walker, 5'6", sophomore, gets to the high post to guard here in the start of this second quarter. A long jumper on the way, third quarter, I should say. Long jumper on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Spillane. Knocked out of her hands, and Loop City will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in is Williams. Darien comes short baseline. Spillane tries to kick it out to Gock. And stepping right in front of the pass is Kate Baker to make another steal. Baker doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down. Gives it off for a three. Michael Small up and in. Well, Gibbon is hitting their long-range jumpers tonight, and they are now up by 17. This was a 17-12 ball game, and they're now on a 14-2 run dating back to the first half. And a foul called at the other end. So the foul on the Buffaloes will go against Micah Stahl, her second. And Loop City to take it in on the left side of the lane. Try to go back door, not there. Lob it up top. Get it into the hands of Jessica Urich to the baseline. McDonald, 11-footer, no good. Urich, though, with the offensive rebound, cannot get it to go. And we've got a whistle as there's four or five gals in there fighting for the loose ball. And the foul is going to be on number three, Hannah Cutterback, her third. So now all of a sudden, Coach Rasmussen has to worry about some foul troubles here. Cutterback and Brown with three each. And Alexa Gock at the line to shoot two, and the first one is no good. And yet it'll be Nisha Holtman for the Lady Buffaloes. So Coach Rasmussen has been able to use a little bit of depth here. He's really only played those seven girls. Second free throw is good. So Gock gets Loop City on the board here in the second half. But they are down 31-15 with 5:45 to go third quarter. With it is Walker. Good lob to the backside. Short jumper rolls over the rim for Baker. She has got 16 points, and it's 33-15. Williams pushes the ball up the floor. Loop City trying to get a conference win. They've struggled for those for a long, long time, and the ball is loose. Coach Ashy talking with him before the ball game, saying we just need to get this win tonight and the ball not going to the hoop for them. Call a jump ball, and on the alternating possession arrow, it will be Loop City basketball. Lob it into the left-hand corner, and McDonald will bring it out of there. Morgan gets over to Williams. Williams tries to dump it inside. Double-teams the ball, deflected into the hands of Olpen. And then they're going to say that Olpen walked with the basketball, so Loop City catches a break, and they'll take it out again underneath their own hoop. And Williams to throw it in. Waiting all the way out to midcourt, and the ball ends up in the hands of McDonald. She tries to force her way in. She's crunched to the ground. Rebound brought down by Urich. Fight for the loose ball. Finally coming out of there with it is going to be Micah Stahl, and Stahl is going to be fouled. So both teams are a little out of control right now, and a foul call to stop things. Morgan McDonald, her third personal foul. She'll check out, and Sarah Vander will re-enter the basketball game. It is given basketball. Stahl, three, no good. Backside rebound, run down here by the Buffaloes. They'll try another three. It's no good. And this one brought down by Alexa Gock. Into the front court come the Red Raiders, needing a bucket. Urich, double-teamed on the low block, kicks it up on the left elbow to Spillane. Ball fake, runner in the paint, up and in. Chelsea Spillane with her first bucket of the ball game. And it's 33-17 in favor of Gibbon. Across the timeline with it is Baker. Baker right side of the key, trying to get it down to the corner, and the ball thrown away. Second turnover of the half on the Buffaloes, and Loop City will face some full court pressure to get it in. Darien Williams, baseball passes it into Urich across the timeline, two on two. Jessica stops the left elbow, goes to the free throw line to Bander, tries the right side, Gock, shot too strong, rebound brought down by Micah Stahl. Stahl will give it off to Walker, and Loop City will get back on defense to allow Melissa Baker to walk the ball across the timeline. Buffalo's in control since midway through the second quarter, gets the high post Stahl, good backdoor bounce pass into the hands of Baker. Melissa gives it to Kate, but her short jumper is no good. And Gock will get the rebound, trying to beat everybody back, left-handed layup up and in. Alexa Gock with a transition bucket for Loop City, 33-19. Given with the lead with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Dribbling the ball at half court. Melissa Baker looking over the defense. It's went back to a zone here for Loop City. Kind of a jump defense right now, not a true 1-3-1. Trying to lob it back door. Melissa Baker, fouled by Williams. And that is the fourth foul on Darian Williams with 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. Two free throws come up. Well, they're going to say it's only the third foul, excuse me, on Darian Williams, okay? So she is going to still come out of the ball game as the first free throw by Melissa Baker is no good. Also checking in is Bailey Griffith for Loop City. Second free throw, Baker is no good, and the rebound grabbed down by Kyla Kushak. And up the floor come the Red Raiders, and they lose the handle on the basketball. North turnover in the quarter. Given back on the offensive end. Really spreading that floor now against the extended 1-3-1. Trying to drive left baseline to stall. Cut off. Then as she goes to pass the ball, called for a travel. So both teams have 11 turnovers in this ball game. And Loop City just down by 14. They have not hit the same amount of threes that Given has. Given's hit 6 to their 1. But Loop City's missed so many short jumpers, and now they can't get the ball in. 5-second call. Turnover, Red Raiders. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loop City, Given, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The second Friday of basketball action of the 2012 season. Long pass is stolen away by the Red Raiders, and driving in, a foul will be called on Melissa Baker. Wave off the made bucket by Jessica Urich, who made the steal. Loop City would rather have the points. Well, he called a foul because Baker tripped and ran into her back at about the free throw line. Loop City ball, trying to force it into Cox. She gets it. She fires it from 8. It will not go in. The ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Walker. And Loop City will get another chance here. Well, one thing they shouldn't have to practice too much of is their inbounds plays in practice. They've had a ton of them here tonight. They'll get it into Urich. She's open. 12-footer good. Jessica Urich with 6 points now for the freshman. 33-21. So the lead has been cut from 17 down to 12 right now. Back door, ooh, right into Altman, but she missed the short jumper. Rebound pulled down by Alexa Gock. I don't think Altman thought the ball was coming to her, and then she was wide open. Loop City a chance to get this thing down to 10 or even 9 with a 3-point bucket. Gock into the paint, leaves it off there for Urich. Back up top to Griffith. Dribbling in place at the top of the key. Swings it over to Gock, and a timeout will be called here by Loop City, their first of the ball game. 2:17 to go in the third quarter of play, and timeout on the floor. This timeout brought to you in part by our friends at Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars, hot and ready when you need it on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be back with more Hoops in a minute.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Back to basketball action here as Loop City out of the timeout tries to get it inside. They do, but a 3-second call going to go against the Red Raiders as Urich was just trying to find the handle on the basketball, and she eventually did, but was in the lane the whole time. So a 3-second call. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Gibbon 33, Loop City 21. First game of tonight's girls boys doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Gibbon spreads the floor, ball tapped into the backcourt, but it was touched by Loop City's Sarah Vander. Gibbon gets it back into the corner to Holtman, lobs it underneath to Baker, waits for the traffic to go by. Short jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Urich. Urich trying to go coast to coast. Has to stop on the defense by Mike Gastal. Puts the shot up. It's partially blocked. Loop City fighting for the loose ball. Still being bounced around. Urich grabs it and gives it off to Gock. They need to pull it out and reset it. That was quite the battle inside. To the high post they go. Urich turns around. Shot partially blocked, but right into the hands there of Kuschak. And they'll reset it. Bailey Griffith with it. Down to the low block. Vander again. Turns around, tries to go up and under Olt, and finally gets the foul call. Kuschak to the line to shoot two. The foul on Nisha Oltman is her second, fifth team foul. And Loop City, they can bear down. They might have some free throw opportunities the rest of the way, but the free throw is no good, and they are 6 of 13 from the line. Second free throw now for Tyla Kuschak, looking for her first point of the game, and she gets it. Kuschak gets the second one, 33-22. Given by 11, but they were up by 17. They've been stuck on 33 for quite a while. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Holtman, left-hand corner. Dishes it off on the left wing. Backdoor cut. Nothing there. Kick it out for a long jumper by Walker. Her 16-footer bouncing around. No good. And a jump ball called. Altman going over the top there of Kuschak to grab that and tie her up. And the alternating possession arrow gives the ball to Gibbon. 47 seconds remaining in the quarter. And Gibbon tries to throw it off the back of a Loop City defender, the old see-it-on-TV play. That didn't work. It's picked up by Loop City. So Stahl, who was throwing it in, tried to throw it off the back of a Loop City player, then step in bounds, grab it, and hit a layup, but couldn't grab it cleanly. That was a beautiful pass pounce by Urich underneath the Kuschak, who hits the layup and puts it up and in, and this lead is down to 9 with 25 seconds to go. Loop City trying to dig out of a deep hole here. And they're halfway back. At the other end, the ball is tipped by Williams, stolen away. A reach-in foul in the backcourt called on Gibbon. 6 turnovers in the quarter on the Buffaloes. 6 turnovers in the quarter on Loop City. Everything's pretty easy, even except the shot percentage, where Gibbon's really shooting the ball better. And the foul on Melissa Baker, she has 3. So Baker, Brown, and Cunnaback all with 3 fouls. And 2 of them are on the bench now. Here's Urich from the free throw line. Jumper won't go. Rebound brought down Stahl. Foul called Loop City. With 6 seconds to go in the quarter. And it'll be on Jessica Urich. That's her first and the team's third. And Loop City not putting any pressure on in the backcourt. Gibbon will have an easy opportunity here to get the ball to half court. Probably get a shot away. Walker throws it all the way to midcourt to Baker. Baker into the corner to Stahl. 3-pointer on the way. It is no good. Walker's shot at the buzzer is blocked by Sarah Vander. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It's the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes 33. Oh, did they call a foul? Hold on. They called a foul on Sarah Vander, which will allow Michaela Walker to shoot a couple of free throws, and a couple of calls have really went against the Red Raiders here in the last minute. And Walker will go to the line to shoot two, the 5'6 sophomore. So before we take the break, let's see what happens. The first one is up, no good. The foul on Vander is her first. Second free throw now, coming up for Walker. Two dribbles. And this one is up and no good. So couldn't convert. Now we're at the end of 3. It's 33-24. Gibbon leading here at Loop City, and we're back in a minute.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for the year-end specials, like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
To start the fourth quarter, it will be Luke City basketball. And they finally got something going in the last 4.5 minutes of that third quarter. They scored 10 points during that time and took a 17-point deficit down to 9. Can they get closer and maybe have a chance late this game? As Williams, good ball fake around, comeback to the low block, but the little runner skips off the rim, no good. And another short one won't fall for Luke City. Mike Gastall with her 7th rebound. Now, Gibbon is on a big-time drought of their own. They've been on 33 for over 3 minutes. Right, Melissa Baker leads all scorers with 16 points. Mike Gastall has 8. And here's a three-pointer by Baker, and it's good. Melissa Baker with her 4th three-pointer. She's got 19 points in the basketball game. And Gibbon is now 7 out of 16 from three-point land. Loop City did not attempt a 3 there in the third quarter, so they're still 1 of 4. Free throw shooting's been a problem as well, and they try to get it to Gock, and it is in and out of her hands, and a turnover for Luke City, and the turnovers are now even at 14 apiece. Come back on the left baseline. Throws it out top to Harley Brown. Back to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper stall. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Gibbon. Free throw shooting. Luke City is 7 of 14, but Gibbon is just 1 of 8. So far in the game. Inbounds pass, Baker for another 3. That time a little hand in her face, shot no good, but running all the way through Kate Baker to grab the board. She'll kick it out to Melissa, and Gibbon will spread the floor here against the 1-3-1 zone of the Red Raiders. 36-24 Buffalo, 6.5 to go in the game, and Gibbon called for a walk. Don't forget, at the end of the contest, the Bisco Sports Post Game Show will have all the final stats for you, and then get ready for the boys' contest, which should be a dandy. A couple of teams that has been young. You've got these kids that are finally getting up to be juniors and seniors and played together a lot as freshmen and sophomores. And now they'll be battling here. Should be two of the better teams in the Loop Black Conference. McDonald for 3. Will not go. Ball tapped out into the corner. Off of Gibbon. First 3.5. For Loop City, could not connect. Loop City has 7 points for Alexa Gock, 6 from the freshman Jessica Urick. Inbounds pass to Spillane. Takes it over on the right wing to Kuchak. Kuchak trying to get the post up. Now takes the three-pointer, and it's too strong. And the ball will go out of bounds. Nobody touched it. It'll belong to Gibbon. Timeout situation. Gibbon has 3 remaining, and Loop City has 4. On the floor right now for the Buffaloes. You have Harley Brown bringing the ball up, along with Melissa and Kate Baker, Mike Gastall, and Hannah Cutterback. So the original 5 are back out there for the Buffaloes. As Cutterback has it between the circles, lobs it into the right-hand corner. Stall has to track it down. Then overthrows Cutterback. The ball is loose in the lane, and a foul called on Gibbon, trying to pick up the loose ball. Loop City got to it just a freckle ahead of the Buffs. And the foul on Melissa Baker, the leading scorer, is now her 4th, and it also sets up a 1-1 now for Loop City. Baker has 4, Cutterback and Brown have 3, Williams has 3, and McDonald has 3 for Loop City. And the free throw by Jessica Urick is up and in. Urick now 3 of 4 at the line. And the second free throw now. For the freshman who has played well tonight, is on the way, sitting on the rim, but it won't go. Tries to get her own rebound, but Cutterback wrestles it away. And Gibbon has the ball in 11-point lead with 5:40 to go. It's 36-25, but again, the pass is overthrown. It's stolen away by Tyler Kuchak. Kuchak gives it off to McDonald. Underneath, oh boy, just getting hammered with Jessica Urick. Ball gets loose, picked up by McDonald. She tries, partially blocked in there by Micah Small. Ball is thrown way ahead to Cutterback, and she grabs it but walks. She was right on the baseline, tried to walk the tightrope, and just lost her balance. So good hustle, but just couldn't quite get to it, and a timeout will be called here by Gibbons. It's a 30-second timeout with 5:19 to go in the ball game. It is Gibbon 36, Loop City 25. We'll be right back.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Doug Ditto along with producer engineer Stacy Johns and the Gibbon contingent here at Loop City. As the Red Raiders are down by 11, but if they could just get some of these shots to fall, they have moved the ball well. And driving in, Cox, there's a nice little spin move to the left hand, up and in, 9 points for Alexa Cox. It's 36-27. Gibbon has played pretty darn well and hit some nice shots from the outside, led by Melissa Baker with 19. As Gibbon tries to slow the pace here a little bit, maybe work some clock, spread the floor, dribble and pass underneath the cutback, knocked out of her hand, but out of bounds. Gibbon's fifth turnover of the quarter. And Sarah Bander back in for Loop City. Bander, Doc, McDonald, Urich, and Darian Williams on the floor for the Red Raiders. And Gibbon's going to go back to putting on full court pressure here. Loop City's got to be able to handle it. But immediately the pass knocked away. Urich gets it back. Long outlet pass into the front court to Bander. Does not attack. Gives it to Urich. Beautiful pass to McDonald. Left baseline off the glass and in. Morgan McDonald with just her second bucket. And the lead is down to 7. This is as close as Loop City's been in over 8 minutes. Baker with it. Knocked out of her hands from behind. Loose on the floor. Jump ball. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. And back into the ball game, Bailey Griffith is going to check in for Loop City, and Melissa Baker is going to check back in with those four fouls here for the Buffaloes. Coach Rasmussen trying to use her wisely here now with those four fouls. Once we're in on the offensive end, lob it in to Stahl, pull-up jumper from 12, off the heel, no good. Cutterback wrestles the rebound down, her putback will not go. Morgan McDonald gets her 10th rebound of the basketball game. And Loop City a chance to get even closer with 4:10 to go. Gives it off to Griffith. Takes a three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. McDonald gets the rebound. I think they're going to call her over the back. And that will be the case. Morgan McDonald just trying to catch the air ball that time. And they call her over the back. And that is it for Morgan McDonald. She has fouled out of a basketball game with 4:05 to go. 5 points, 10 rebounds in the contest tonight for Morgan McDonald. And so checking back in will be Kushak. Kushak, Bander, Griffith all out there at the guards. And Williams and Urich down at the posts. 36-29 Gibbon trying to hold on to this lead and get their first win. Driving in, the short jumper is short by Brown. No good. Urich got the loose ball, then dribbles the off her foot. And the two officials are going to come together here. One called out of bounds, one called a foul. They're getting some help from the Loop City fans on the far side. I think they're going to get the foul. The foul is going to be called on Loop City. At the end of the ball game, Alexa Gock, I think they called a foul on Jessica Urich, her second. She was trying to track down the ball after dribbling it off her foot. Only the 16 foul, so no free throws yet, but Cox goes the inbounds pass, takes it in against Baker, and a double dribble call against Loop City. It's just one of those issues where the Red Raiders are trying so hard that at times they're just going a little too fast and they lose control of the basketball. But one of those games, both teams, both crowds know that they have a chance to win tonight. And they are battling hard. Full court pressure, Loop City. Throw care, but it's thrown away. 2-on-1, and Urich grabs the loose ball. Then they call it for a walk. And Scott Rasmussen is going to call a timeout. It's totally out of control. He wants to settle his girls down here as they're trying to hang on. 3:36 to go in the basketball game. Gibbon 36 and Loop City 29. You're listening to Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We want to thank our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you tonight's high school basketball. As Gibbon underneath their own hoop, forcing him to come back. Her shot no good. Rebound brought down by Yurick, and another immediate whistle. So that's starting to pick up. And the foul called on Micah Stahl, her third. Both teams just battling so hard that they're not worried if they're making contact. And a 1-1 come up now for Jessica Yurick. She is 3 of 5 at the line. And Luke City needs all these free throws with 3:33 to go. It's up, but it's no good. Long rebound tipped into the hands of Micah Stahl, trying to get out of the traffic underneath. That's her eighth board, and does. Brown will bring it across the timeline, and then a reach-in foul in the backcourt on Luke City's Sarah Vander. And both teams are in the 1-1, so it could come down to a free throw shooting contest, but neither team has done well. As we said, Gibbon is 1 of 8. From three-point land, Loop City is currently 8 of 17. At the line, Harley Brown, who shoots a 1-1. In and out, no good, with the offensive rebound grabbed by Melissa Baker, and then knocked out of her hands all the way out of bounds to the scorer's table. Gibbon will maintain control. 3:18 to go. It remains 36-29. Gibbon has been that way for quite a while. In fact, Gibbons only scored 3 points here in about 9 minutes. They were up by 17 at 32-15. And since then, it's been a 14-4 run. Blue City still a ways to go, though. Cut back on the inbounds pass. Gets it back out to Brown. Brown out towards midcourt. Blue City's went to a man-to-man, trying to expand the floor here against that man-to-man. And Brown dribbled it off her leg. And then a double dribble called against Loop City. Well, the Red Raider girls are befuddled out there, and Gibbon will get a break. They get the ball back. They stack everybody on the free throw line. Lob it up to Baker. Open three on the way in. That's exactly what you want to do for Gibbon. Well called play there by Coach Rasmussen. And it's now 39-29 with 2:45 to go. Loop City into the front court, trying to throw it into the lane. Cutback steals it all away. Up the floor she comes, knocked away from behind. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Gibbon. Just too big of a deficit here for Loop City, digging themselves that hole from the mid-portion of the second quarter to the mid-portion of the third quarter. And Gibbon now just has to finish the deal, hang on to the basketball. With the ball is going to be Harley Brown. Cutback wide open, six-footer. So 5 straight points here by Gibbon. Turns a 7-point lead into a 12-point lead with 2:25 to go. 41-29, Buffaloes. Gock with it, a left-hand dribble. Fires it to the right side. It goes through the hands of Kuchak and out of bounds. Turnover number 19 for Luke City. I have Gibbon for a total of 22. And Gibbon to throw it in. Ball comes into the hands of Kate Baker. 2:10 to go. Back between the circles. Just trying to pass it around and run their offense. Baker with it. Right now, Loop City just as well start fouling. That's what Coach Ashy is telling his girls. And there is a foul called by Bailey Griffin. The way the game is going and the way Gibbon is not making free throws, this is where you kind of put in one of those girls that is only in there to commit a foul and use up those fouls. Don't allow any of your kids that have 3 or 4 to get in trouble. And Bailey Griffin commits the foul. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Harley Brown, and the free throw is no good. Williams gets the rebound, and Loop City into the front court with Griffith. Griffith against Cuttleback, double team, throws it back out to Williams. Williams over to Gock. Gock stops at the arc, back over to Williams. Open look, takes a 19-footer. Oh, they're going to say it's a three. It's no good, it doesn't matter, and it goes out of bounds to Gibbon. 1:39 remaining. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, and then our boys' game will follow. Ball comes into Stahl. Stahl travels with a basketball. A little contact when she grabbed the ball, but they say a walk this time, and Loop City will have it underneath their own hoop, but they've been stuck on 29 for 2.5 minutes. Inbound to Bailey Griffin. Down on the low block, just nowhere to go for Urich. She throws it into the hands of the Buffaloes, and Gibbon will bring it up the floor here. Kate Baker across the timeline with 1:20 to go, and Gibbon's going to be able to win this ball game to go to 1-1. Loop City will fall to 1-3. Stahl trapped in the corner. Just trying to play keep away, but the pass is stolen away by Bailey Griffith. Knocked out of her hands. And now head coach Josh Ashe is going to clear the bench with 1:11 to go. And into the ball game is going to be Sydney Harrington. Also checking in is Jolie Walrath. Chelsea Spilnick's back in. Hannah Jacobowski checks into the ball game with a final 1:11. Ball knocked out of bounds. 41-29 up next for Gibbon. They will play at Shelton on Tuesday night. That's a girls' game only. And Loop City hosting Kennesaw will have that for you tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. With it is Walrath for Loop City. Into the corner to Griffith. Back up top into the hands of Jacobowski. Down to 50 seconds to go in the game. Harrington, left side of the key, dribbles it back up between the circles. Takes it over left side to Walrath. Walrath gets the ball to Griffith. Packing in that zone, the Buffaloes. Loop City's going to have to shoot from the outside. And finally, Griffith fires up the three. It's in and out, no good. Ball comes out long to Melissa Baker. We're down to 30 seconds to go, and Loop City reaches in and fouls. Third one on Chelsea Spilnick. And the ninth team foul. So a 1-1 coming up here for Melissa Baker, who has a chance to add to her game-high 22 points. She's hit 5 threes in the ball game, 11 points in each half. She's the only Buffalo that's made a free throw tonight. She'll try and add on to that right here with 26 seconds to go. And the free throw is on the way and good. 42-29. The lead was 17. Loop City cut it to 7, but could get no closer. Second free throw, no good. Didn't matter. She crossed the free throw line anyway. And Loop City will have the basketball. With just 26 seconds to go, one more opportunity to get some points on the board. Sydney Harrington brings it across the timeline. Passes it back over to Griffith. Into the corner right side to Jacobowski. And the ball is stolen away. And then a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Loop City with 13 seconds to go. That is 11 turnovers in the fourth quarter on Gibbons, so their first half was much better than the second half. Jacobowski out the inbound, fires up the three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Cuttaback. And time now just to let the clock run out as they get it to Kate Baker. She'll hold it in the front court. Gives it over to Harley Brown. And the clock will expire, and this game is over. The final score, the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, 42, and the Loop City Lady Red Raiders, 29. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show from Loop City right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's ARCOM for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. ARCOM, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And it's time now for Fisco's Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Fisco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Fisco's, you'll be better equipped for the game to play. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off, for the Loop City Lady Red Raiders, Lex Scott led the team with 9 points. She had 4 rebounds. Morgan McDonald had 5 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. She fouled out midway through the fourth quarter. Sydney Harrington had a rebound. Chelsea Spelman, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Tyler Kushak, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Darian Williams had 3 points and 3 rebounds. And the freshman Jessica Urich, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot. I had Loop City for 15 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 7 of the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half. Then they cast up quite a few there in the fourth quarter where they were 0 of 6. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, with 14 in the second half. Loop City had 14 points at halftime, 15 in the second half, and the Red Raiders finished with 29 points, 30 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, 21 turnovers. Loop City now 1-3, and we'll host Kennesaw here tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on Classic Hits. Then they're on the road for 3 games before the holiday break to Elba North, Nova Scotia, St. Paul, and Palmer. Final numbers now for Gibbon. Hannah Cutterback had 6 points, 8 rebounds. Harley Brown, 5 points, 8 rebounds. Nisha Olpen, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Micah Stahl, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. Kate Baker had a rebound. And Melissa Baker led the way with 23 game-high points and 7 rebounds. I had given for 20 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, not good tonight for the Buffs. They were 1 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 9 in each half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 17 in the second half. Gibbon had a much better first half where they put up 25 points. They had 17 in the second half, and the Lady Buffs finished with 42 points, 34 rebounds, 2 out of 12 at the 3-point line, or from the free throw line. They were better from 3-point land where they were 8 out of 18. They had 3 block shots and 25 turnovers, but it's good enough for a 42-29 win over Loop City. Gibbon evens their record at 1-1, and the girls will play again Tuesday at Shelton. And then they'll be at home Thursday against Ravenna, and we will have the Ravenna Gibbon doubleheader on ESPN 1460. And, of course, remember, it's always on the web at flatriverpress.com coming up on Thursday. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, with their worldwide headquarters in Ord, taking care of all the gear and uniforms that you need. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll take about a 15-minute break, and then be back with you for boys action at approximately 7:40 tonight as the 3-0 Loop City Red Raiders take on the 1-0 Gibbon Buffaloes. For our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gunas, saying in the final of the girls' game, Gibbon 42 and Loop City 29.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.